Hey my friend, on this video we're going to be talking about the 7 advantages of using social media for advertising. Stay tuned. Hey, what's going on? What's going on? Like I said, we're going to be talking about social media advertising today. As you know, every Friday I come to you with the topic surrounding social media, and today we're going to be talking about 7 advantages of using social media for advertising your business, your message, your product, your services, whatever it is you're selling. We all sell, by the way. How can you use social media to your advantages to put money in your pocket? And that's what I want to talk to you in about 7 different steps on this video. As you know, I've been moving around, you know, so this bright t-shirt I'm wearing right now, it comes out very wrongly in the studio with the backdrop, so I decided to do this video because I'm committed to giving you this video every day no matter what. Alright, so the first advantage is massive exposure. By the way, first of all, in this time and age, there's no such thing as internet without social media. Back in the days, they said web 2.0. Back in the days, it was just internet, just text, right? Back in the day, it was MS-DOS. Today, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, just spots, local internet spots where people just hang out. That's what controls the internet today. Even when it comes to search engine optimization, for those of you that are search engine optimization students, you need social signals. You need Google robots need to know that people are talking about your topic, that people are talking about your content, right? That's what we call social signals. So social media is the holy grail of the internet. There's no such thing in today and age as internet without social media. So the 3 billion people that are on the internet are essentially part of the reason why you want to pay attention to social media today. There's a lot of people on the internet, okay? And where else would you want your business to be, right? Other than on the internet, right? It just makes sense, right? I'm trying to look at something here to give you the right numbers, okay? So the bottom line here is that there's massive exposure for your brand, your opportunity, your business, your product, your service, your message on the internet when you decide to take advantage of it. And when you start getting to the reality that belly to belly is just never going to cut it. On the internet today, we have 3.7 billion as of today right now, 3.7 billion users in the world, right? And 163 billion emails today alone, okay? Google searches today alone, 3.6 billion, right? But more importantly for today, right? Tweets today is 458 million tweets today alone. That's social media on Twitter, okay? That's people having conversation, okay? And if you're in the conversation about your business is not in the midst of all that, you're missing out, okay? Active users on Facebook, 1.9 billion, okay? 1.9. That's crazy, all right? So massive exposure when you decide to use the social media for advertising your business. The whole point of advertising is you want more attention on what you do, right? So you absolutely want to take advantage of learning, okay? You're already on social media. Probably you have chances are you have a profile, multiple profiles on the internet already. But I'm talking specifically about advertising your message and using that to make money in today's day and age. It's real, okay? And you can take advantage of it. The second advantage of using social media for advertising is tracking and statistics, right? In traditional media, you know, they claim they can measure, they will throw numbers at you. If you go buy advertising on radio and television, you can't trust any of those numbers. And many of them they're being exposed these days because you can tell the real numbers when you focus on social media. You can't lie on social media. You can literally write there, you can see how many people have watched these videos, right? Obviously, that's a product of my subscriber base and how many people are actually interested in what I have to say, but also how many people are interested in the topic, right? So the numbers don't lie, okay? And one of the beauties about using social media for advertising is because you can see the numbers really clearly, and then it helps in other areas that I'm about to mention, okay? Number third advantages of using social media for advertising your business is cost effectiveness, okay? Back in the days, it's direct mailing, right? Direct mailing and Yellow Book, but all those things, all those traditional marketing media, they're all overpriced, okay? Because some people are still stuck on them. Some people are still wasting tons, millions of dollars on buying ads in magazines, on buying ads in Yellow Books, and buying ads. Yeah, some people still look at those things, but when you have limited resources, that means money, okay? You got to pay attention to where you spend that money. Okay, because if you spend the money on Yellow Book, if that same money, that same $200 you spent on a little ad on Yellow Book, if that same $200 can bring you 30 leads on the internet, quality leads, okay, quality leads, that means people that are actually searching for the solution that your product or your services bring to the place, right? As compared to that one lead you're going to get from Yellow Book. And some people will argue that you have to keep doing it, but again, how long do you want to keep doing it before you go broke, right? So the point of this advantage right here is cost effectiveness. With social media, you can see what's working almost instantly. Before you spend $5, you can see what's working and you can see what's not working and you can cut the losers and you can keep the winners. Does that make sense? So, sorry, I may look a little sleepy. It's because I'm a little tired, but I thought I should bring this to you today. All right, number fourth advantage of social media. Maybe you don't have the time, right? Maybe you're one of those people that you're just too rich and you don't have the time to learn something new, to learn another media, right? Well, good news for you is that there are agencies and companies out here that will do this work for you for literally pennies on a dollar in terms of what your investment, what your ROI, your return on investment of putting this to work in your business, putting social media for advertising to work in your business, okay? So, and the cost effectiveness is ridiculously, that's just way better, okay, than anything traditional. Because frankly, eventually everybody will catch up. But right now, we're like about 10, 20 years away from everybody catching up. And what that means is that you can take advantage of all of that today. Does that make sense? All right, so there are agencies, there are companies, there are professionals out here. There are, even if you want to hire a college student, there are ways you can hire people in the Philippines for literally $2, $3, $4 per hour to do the work for you. But obviously you have to decide that this is for you first. You gotta decide that there's more customers on the internet for you, okay? Doesn't matter if you're an internet marketer, network marketer, home MLM business owner, small business owner, a barbershop owner, you need to leverage social media for advertising your business. Does that make sense? Let's go on to the next tier. Number fifth is scalability, okay? Scalability means if you spend $2 and you know that every time you spend $2, you make $4, the idea that you can spend $4 and now make $8 is what you call scalability, okay? And that's very, very important in what we're saying right now. A lot of time, you keep spending those $200 on those Yellow Book ads, you can't scale because, number one, you're not getting results fast enough. You can't see the data, the response rate fast enough for you to determine if you should scale or not. Okay, but the beauty thing about social media for advertising is that you can see the number. You can literally see people's response right away, and you can literally again cut the losers and keep the winners and scale up the winners. Okay, that's one of the beauties, and you can do that within a day. Within spending $5, $10, you can do that over and over again until you get yourself into profit. But the more important thing is that you don't go broke before you find out that it doesn't work. Okay, and a lot of people get into that kind of trouble. And number six here is brand and trust equity control. Right. So most people start their business by focusing on brand, by going to design a logo, by registering companies. And I always kick against that because honestly, if you're not making money, there's no need to waste money signing up paperwork on the name with the state. Okay. It's just a waste of money. But the beautiful thing about the social media, like I said earlier, you can test, you can scale and test, right? But more importantly, as you continue to do that by default, you're building a brand and you're building trust, okay? Without spending a fortune, okay? Most of the big fortune companies out there, they have to spend $10,000, $12,000 on a billboard to get their name out there for brand awareness. But with social media, the same activity that allow you to track and scale and build a profitable $1 million business online is the same activity that will simultaneously build brand and trust for you in the marketplace. And one of the best ways to build trust, especially now in this time and age, is to have a very strong social media presence. When I say social media presence strong, that means you're Literally publishing something. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but something you're publishing on a daily consistent basis. And when you do that, you build trust because people see you show up every time. If you're subscribed to this channel, you'll see me show up every time. Like literally, there's no way that I don't have a long-term business model that will benefit you long-term. And there's no way I don't have that. I'm showing up every day. I'm showing up every day because this works. Does that make sense? You can go check out all the rest of the videos, over 250 videos on this channel, right? The reason why I keep doing it is because it works. And if you're not practicing the same thing in your business, that means having a strong presence on social media, on YouTube, on Google, then you're leaving a whole lot of money on the table. Does that make sense? All right, cool. And last but not least, probably the most important one, honestly, is instant quality feedback and control. You know, since the beginning of mankind, right? I remember my first job ever was actually in Nigeria, believe it or not. And I finished high school and I got a job at the factory where my father was a general manager. And I got a job as a science student. I got a job in the laboratory, and the laboratory was all about quality control. So they go to every different plant. You have multiple plants in that complex. They go there, they grab samples, and they test them for quality at every stage through the factory plant. Okay, that's quality control. And if you're ever involved in any large processing factory or plant, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. Quality control is everything. But most small business owners, or most network marketers, or most realize they just throw in mud. They believe the guru words, right? They just throw in mud and hope that something stick. Well, here's what I want to tell you. That's the wrong way to build a business, okay? You don't want to be building your business on hope and luck. I love hope and I love some luck, okay? But you don't want your business model to be surrounded by that. So the best way is get feedback directly from the mouth of the people you're trying to serve. And the best way to get instant feedback in the modern history of mankind is through social media. You can post like one liner, 140 characters, and you know how people feel about it instantly. And then you can design your product, your services, or at the very minimum, how you communicate your marketing message based on what people are responding to, and you can get that response like right away. You know what people respond to on Facebook? If you ask a question, they respond more than you preaching, right? If you're preaching at people, they ignore you after a while, right? If you ask provocative questions, people answer you. If you talk politics, people answer you. You know what people respond to instantly, okay? Because you can see right there. When I post anniversary, right, or anything like that, people are quick to respond because people like to congratulate, right? People are very quick to respond to those kind of things, right? But my point here is that with social media, you get instant feedback and you can use that for quality control in your business. And that's a big plus because then you end up wasting less resources on trying to test the market, on trying to see if your idea will work. You can get instant response and feedback and know if your business, if your idea will work or not. That is a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. And that's one of the great things about social media. So on social media, you can generate free leads, you can generate free traffic, you can build your business, bring your brand, build your equity brand, I'm sorry, build your trust and brand equity without wasting a fortune. All right. And one of the beautiful things about social media, you can generate leads for free. You can generate traffic and leads for free to your website. And these people are potential customers and signups for your business. So if you want to learn how to do that, you want to click on the link below in the description box, or you can simply go to allatalks.com/mastermind and take advantage of what I have for you there. It's a beautiful thing. It's a class, okay? It's a free master class where I cover all of this in details, and I also show some case studies on how this works. And take advantage of it, and I will see you in the next, let's see here. Yeah, I'll see you on the next video. Make sure if you like this video, you think somebody will benefit from it, subscribe, like, share. And if you have a question or you have a disagreement or you agree with me, let me know in the comment box below, right? Talk to me. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I will see you on the next one. Make sure you reserve your seat in the free class. Talk soon. Bye now.